Number 38 Bilingual 历史已经证明女人比男人是更好的家长。The view that women are better parents than men has shown itself to be true throughout history. 这并不是说男人对抚育孩子不重要。This is not to say that men are out of importance in child rearing. 的确，如果想让孩子充分体会两性所扮演的不同角色，父亲是绝对不能少的。Indeed,They are most necessary if children are to appreciate fully the roles of both sexes.
但是女人证明了她们是更好的家长，因为她们受到这方面的熏陶，天生不那么好斗，而且一般语言能力更强。
But women have proven themselves superior parents as a result of their conditioning, their less aggressive natures.And their generally better communication skills.
在她们还是小女孩的时候，女人便开始学习哺育孩子。
From the time they're little girls, females learn about nurturing.
起初是洋娃娃，然后可能是小弟弟或妹妹，女孩们都在扮演着母亲的角色。
First with dolls, and later perhaps with younger brothers and sisters, girls are given the role of Carer.
女孩们看着妈妈扮演母亲的角色，于是自然而然地认为抚育孩子是女人的事儿。
Girls see their mothers in the same roles, and so it is natural that they identify this as a female activity.
相比之下，男孩子学会扮演的是与抚育孩子一点不沾边的竞争角色。
Boys, in contrast,learn competitive roles far removed from what it means to nurture.
男孩子可能会梦想去历险，女孩子受到的熏陶意味着他们追求的未来生活。
While boys may dream of adventures, girls' conditioning means they tend to see the future in terms of raising families.
此外，女孩显得没有男孩子好斗。
Girls also appear to be less aggressive than boys.
长大以后，男人而不是女人，在犯罪和战争中更显得好斗。
In adulthood, it is men, not women, who prove to be the aggressors in crime and in war.
很显然，在抚育孩子时，耐心而又温和的态度比咄咄逼人更为可取。
Obviously, in raising children, a more patient, gentle manner is preferably to a more aggressive one.
尽管确实存在温文尔雅的男人和咄咄逼人的女人，但总的来说，女人用武力解决问题的可能性要比男人小一些。
Although there certainly exist gentlemen and aggressive women,By and large, females are less likely to resort to violence in attempting to solve problems.
最后，女人比男人更善于交流。
Finally, women tend to be better communicators than men.
这里测验中表明了这一点，女人平均起来在语言表达方面占有优势。
This is shown in intelligence tests, where females...On average, do better in verbal communication than males.
当然，抚育孩子时语言能力是至关重要的，因为孩子们常常要从父母身上学习和继承语言表达风格。
Of course, communication is of utmost importance in rearing children, as children tend to learn from and adopt the communication styles of their parents.
因此，尽管建议男人在抚养孩子方面多承担一点责任是对的，我们同时不要忘记女人总的来说更适于扮演养育孩子的角色。
Thus, while it is all very well to suggest a greater role for men in raising children, let us not forget that women are generally better suited to the parenting role.